Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Welcome straight to our podcast shows, Angel. That's my angel. That's my angel. Yes, Angel. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, guys. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful Tuesday to you guys. Hope you guys have an amazing Tuesday. Also, I'll say. Happy birthday to you all. I wanna say happy birthday to you all. So happy birthday to everyone's birthday today. Well, I'm at early. I'm at 3:45 a.m. in the morning. It's very, very early right now. But when you guys get this episode, it will be afternoon. I know people want to work. I know people probably get off work, you know, night shift, day shift, afternoon shift, whatever. I also know kids getting ready to get up and go to school. Like I said, when you guys get it, it'd be people get off work, people going to work, kids get out of school, people going to school or on spring break. But yes, happy Tuesday, guys. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful Tuesday today. Man, happy Tuesday to you guys. But, of course, today we're going to talk about this movie called Iron Wish. Also, we're going to talk about the NBA, some crazy dunks in the NBA. We're going to talk about that. But first, let's talk about this movie on Netflix called Iron Wish. It's a good movie. It's on Netflix. It came out, March 15th, last week. But it was a good movie. I like it. Maddie fell in love with her. Crazy thing is, Maddie fell in love with this guy, she root for him. She had a major crush on him, and she never told him how she felt. But when she brought her two friends to the book release, the guy fell in love with one of her friends, and later on down the line, years from now, they got married, got engaged. They had the wedding in Ireland. So, Maddie made a wish to find true love, only to wake up as a bride to be. And she didn't know. She thought it was crazy. The wish was crazy. And it's like you know how Cinderella is? That's how the movie is. But it was good. I give it a 10 out of 10. It was in Ireland. Good movie to show that you should never wait to tell the person you have a crush on at all. Not wait. Tell the person you have a crush on there so they can know how they can move or do they have a crush on you. But I say it's 10 out of 10. Good movie with Lindsay Lohan, who in the movie. Of course, the main character, Maddie. She played Maddie. And she, everyone loved Maddie. Everyone go to Maddie and stuff like that. But then she found out that, she found out and she spoke up. She speak up and told the guy who, book she was writing that she had crush on him. Then she down the line and she found her true love, her true soul person, who a camera guy and who helped them find the true love, and it was him. It was not the guy who she was working with at all. It was just, a little crush here and there. Also, her best friend, they got married and stuff like that, so they meant to be. So it was a good movie. It was a good movie. I don't want to, spoil it so much, but it was a good movie. I get a 10 out of 10. It's on Netflix. Watch it on Netflix. It's a good movie. You really, really want to enjoy and watch it. So it's on Netflix. Now, let's move on to the NBA, of course. It was some good games, some crazy game. Man, it was so good. Each game was so good yesterday. We had played, dunked on. Man, it was crazy. The Cavs versus the Indiana, good game. Cavs, of course, 108 to Indiana 103. They had Detroit versus the Celtics. Celtics, of course, 118, 119 to Pistons 94. They had the Heat versus the 76ers. Of course, it should be an uphill battle, but the 76ers, of course, won 98 to Heat 91. They had the Trailblazers and the Bulls game. I watched this game. This game was a nail biter. It was so close. It was crazy. It was a nail biter. Bulls barely escaped. It was so nail biter. And also, Damian Lillard was there in the building. So it was a game biter. It was like, ugh, who's going to win? Who's going to plot this win? It was a crazy, crazy game. But of course, Bulls 110 to Trailblazers 107. Then you had Timberwolves and the Jazz. Ant-Man. Ant dunked on, I forgot his name. He was the former Hawks who always dunk on people. He got dunked on from Ant-Man. Ant-Man is something else. That man should have been in a dunk contest. Like, it was like dunk. Every play was dunking. Man, it was getting dunk on. Man, I feel like Ant-Man should be in a dunk contest next year. He should do dunk contest next year. That man can't dunk his fucking ass off. He should be in a dunk contest. That man, them dunks he be doing is top 10. He should be in a dunk contest. It was better. Man, it was crazy. He should be in a dunk contest. That's what I'm gonna say. He need to be in a dunk contest. But Timberwolves, of course, 114 to Jazz 104. You had New York versus the Warriors, close game. Knicks, but of course, Knicks won 119 to Warriors 112. Good game. They had the Kings versus the Grizzlies facing the OT. Good game. They was dunking as well. I feel like yesterday games was like dunks, like some crazy dunks that everyone was pulling off from anyway. It was crazy. Good game. They faced an OT. Of course, King pulled out the win. 121 to Grizzlies 111. Good game. Then you got the Hawks versus the Lakers. Oh, my God. That Hawk rookie, he submitted a dunk contest. He dunked on Austin Reed. It was crazy in the first beginning of the game. Oh, my God. That was crazy. People in the comments, I watched this game cutting off because I know the Lakers, of course, won, beat the Hawks. I saw that, like, everybody was kind of like, what's going on in the NBA today? I mean, yesterday game, of course. But they like, what's going on? Because every person got to take a drug test. But it was just making a joke. But, yeah, every team was dunking no matter what. Like, yesterday game was like a dunk show. And it made up from the dunk contest from in February, but March is something. It's a different animal, like a really, really different animal. But of course, Lakers 136 to Hawks 105. It was a good game, but not really. But tonight game, we got the Hornets versus the Orlando at 6 p.m. They got the Rockets versus the Wizards at 6 p.m. They have the Pel versus the Knicks at 6:30 p.m. They got Dallas versus the Spurs, 7 p.m. They got the Nuggets versus the Timberwolves, 8 p.m. Notice Timberwolves got a back-to-back game. So I know Timberwolves about, go and get it, what they need, get the job done. So it was a good game. Tonight, it's going to be some good game. I can't wait. I'm excited about it. Then you got, in the West, the East. Of course, the East, Celtics, Bucks, Cavs, New York, Orlando, 76ers, Indiana, Heat. Bulls, Hawks, Nets, Raptors, Hornets, Detroit, Wizards. So these are the standards right now. It can go either other way. So who can make the play-in? Like I said, making the play-in. Who can make in the playoff? Can make a push because every team is like, it's not. I feel like March is crazy. March is a crazy year because you never know. Like, every team is fighting to be in the playoff spot, have first home court advantage, or play on the road, have a playoff spot, or be in the play-in tournament. That's the third option. But it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. I'm excited about it. But in the West, of course, we got OKC, Timberwolves, Nuggets, Clippers, Pels, King, Dallas, Suns, Lakers, Orbit, Rocket, Jack, Grizzly, Trailblazers, Spurs. Rockets and Warriors, like, can't go neck to neck. Like, they can't go neck to neck, and it's scary. Also, the Warriors as well. Like, the Rockets can catch up with the Lakers and the Warriors and part of the Suns and Dallas as well. So, it can go either way. It can go neck to neck, and it's scary. Like, the West, you never know who going to be in the play-in, the playoff. Any team can sneak up. It makes it to the playoff. It's crazy. It's very, very crazy. I really, really do enjoy the game of the NBA. Like, March, it shows, like, these teams, like, going to get it, like, knock out, like, these play, like, these teams, like, every team, like, you know, stand down. They're going to fight. These teams will have more and more confidence every time they play against different teams, different opponents. And we're going to see, you know, you're really, really going to see. And I really, really do enjoy it. It's fun. It's gritty. It's niche. It's crazy as well. Oh, I really, really do enjoy it. Man, like, yesterday's game was nuts. Like, crazy. I give it a 10 out of 10. You see Doc in every game. Like, every game. Like, every player run like their dunk bag out. That yesterday, so I hope so. They keep continue showing us like different dunks. But shout out to the Hawks player. He was dunking crazy. Of course they lost. Hawks of course lost, but that Hawks rookie, he'll be a, if he get more confident, more and more comfortable in his shots and stuff like that. His three was not really falling like that, but attacking the basket, it's gonna be in the back set. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. And that's the key you don't have to look out for when he keep on building his confidence on his conference. And so, like, that man is something else. But that dunk he did on Austin Reed, it was crazy. It was the beginning of the first quarter, and it just happened. It was crazy. So, keep on pushing through. But, like I said, any team can – in the West or the East can creep up and make it in the playoff, the play-in or the playoff. It can be any other team. It can be any team. Can upset any team. So y'all be look out. Ain't no team not gonna sit down. Back down for no fight. So just be prepared for that. So yeah. I want to know, guys, what you guys thinking about the movie called Ireland, which. How you guys feel about that? Also, how you guys feel about the NBA? Do you guys enjoy the game? Are you guys excited about the game? Like, in general, like, overall, like, are you guys excited about your guys' team making the playoff, the play-in? How you guys feel about that? And are you guys enjoying it? Because, like I said, it's like, it's a fight. It's really, really like a fight. You got to give it your all. Can't back down. You can't give up at all. You gotta keep on going at it on different teams. Like, every night you gotta give it your all, cause this like you're trying to fight for your season on the line. You're like, your season is on the line. Like, teams already like eliminated already, but you got a shot to clutch that spot in any position you're at. So you gotta keep on fighting till you see your goal and make sure your season be the last team standing in the playoff. So yeah, you know, the playoff in June, so it can be a long season. You just have to have that mental toughness, and you have to go get it. You got to really, really go get it. Also, today is voting, so go vote. Who you want to vote for, but today is voting day, so go vote. And yeah, go vote. I always say this, before we go, let's take a deep breath in, let out, let it up, fam, let out. Don't God first, self first. That's if you no single, no kids, so you got God first, kid first, self first. Shout out to the single parents out there. Though y'all big salute to you guys. God first kid, self, your sniffer. Shout out to no two-parent household, no parent, take care of their kids. Salute to you guys. God first yourself, your sniffer, and like show no kids. Salute to you guys. Also, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Of course, follow us on Wisdom. We're going live at, but we have not been live lately. But yes, still follow us on Wisdom. Make sure you guys tell a friend about Shutdown Podcast. Tell everyone that you know about Shutdown Empire. Tell everybody. Put it on for them. Put it on for your dog, your cat, your snake, whatever animal you know. Cat, put it on for them. I want to say, enjoy guys, your rest of you guys Tuesday. Go vote. Also, enjoy guys Tuesday. Be safe. We be back here to Motivation Wednesday. Back on schedule, the same time. The time was just different. But go vote. Your vote do matter. Go vote. And man, thank you guys for tuning in. Also, I always say this. If nobody love you, love you. Shout out to everyone overseas. Love you guys so much. Shout out to everyone in the U.S. Love you guys so much. Thank God for tuning in. Go check out season 1. Check out season 2. Go check out season 3. We still have season 4. Go check it out. And like I said, tell a friend. Tell everybody that you know. Pass it to a podcast. But shout out to everyone around the world. Love you guys so much. Let me know what you guys think about the movie called Ireland, which also how you guys think about the NBA games yesterday. Did you guys enjoy it? I enjoyed it. I really, really did enjoy it. It was fun. I give it a 10 out of 10 because everybody came and dunked, like, out of their dunk packet. Like, they dunk bag. It was like crazy dunks. People getting dunked on left and right. Man, it was crazy. Some dunks was already, easy dunk. But man, the people who got dunked on, I feel bad for you. It was crazy. I really, really did enjoy it. But I always said this. If nobody loves you, we love you. Have a wonderful one for us, guys. Tuesday. Peace and love.
We love you guys on the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Chi-Town Empire Show. We love you guys, we gone.